Why do you think I'm going to feel great, Jasmine? Tell me.
Oh, because I've microdosed a bunch of times, a bunch of periods of time in my life, and you just feel great. I personally felt wonderful.
Yeah, crystal clear. Like some things get crystal clear.
Crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crystal clear. I did have a couple of times because I, like, of course, did my, I was not going through like a company or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did my own measurements. So there were a couple times when I was like, this was more leaning towards midi dose. This is a midi. It's not quite a macro, but I shouldn't probably be at work. It's still strange. So it's like a little bit much for a Tuesday during the day.
These are practical conversations about real life experiences with human design woven throughout, just like a tapestry of our human experience, but threaded in a new language. Featuring projector AC Brown, generator Rachel Lieberman, manifesting generator Jasmine Kenna, and me, your manifester, Vanessa Henry.
You, me,
we're in this together.
Let's listen to each other.
You're listening to Each Other, a human design centered podcast featuring an ensemble of energy types.
Beginning season 6 of the Each Other podcast and a tiny catch up. What's going on with everybody? Let me pick. AC Brown.
Start my microdosing protocol tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's right. You started microdosing. What's Jasmine's laughing at you already.
I thought you were going to say, I started it right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say too.
No, it's too late.
But you recently started that, right? Your therapist was like, it's time?
So my therapist agreed. She's very old school when it comes to that. So my therapist is a Black woman, but she's, you know, in her late 50s. And she's more of the school of you go to a facility and you macro dose for like a week. That's how she would prefer to do it and like clean, like get everything out. And that's just not possible for me. So
what do you mean when you say like clean, get everything out?
Well, so when you do macro dosing with mushrooms, with psilocybin, and there's different strains and things like that. What it does is it creates new neural pathways and new brain plasticity when you have lots of trauma, whether it's grief, CPSD or PTSD, anything like that. And it, when you do it in a, what is called a macro MA dose over a longer period of time, it sort of removes all of those things at once. So that's what she's used to, like going to a facility and going for like a week.
Blitzed
out.
Yeah,
and you'll do like talk therapy with it, right?
Yeah, like you do therapy. They have like people watching you, all of that stuff, yada, yada. But micro dosing is a very small like percentage of it. And you do it. Some protocols are like 5 days on, 2 days off, 4 days on, 3 days off, or 3 days on, 2 days off. And you do smaller dosage, but you do it over a longer period of time. So the first round, I'll probably do it for like 8 weeks, and then I'll take like a 4 week break, and then I'll go back on.
This is so weird. I'm getting like such chemotherapy flashbacks because the language all sounds like, hey, going in for your first round, you're going to do 4 days in a row, then we're going to take 3 days off. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we talking about right now? Microdosing.
Yeah.
Triggering Finesse, activating Finesse.
Yeah. So I'm starting that because I've had a lot going on personally in my personal life, but I'm not depressed. And at this stage in my healing, I have to like take a bigger leap to get rid of a lot of like trauma and things like that are going on in my brain.
I would love to know how this came up, like with your therapist, because in like waking reality in the world right now, you have a book coming out, are working on another book, had an album come out, lots of shit going on. So how did it come up between you and the therapist that this was like the time?
Well, because I was like, am I depressed? But I know what depression is like for me. I remember when I was on Zoloft, and if anybody's ever been on Zoloft.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Zoloft is an antidepressant. So I was on it years and years ago, but Zoloft, but I was really depressed, like couldn't get out of bed, like really depressed. Okay. And Zoloft, it just like, I was like, I could never do that again because it like literally quiets your mind. Like I would be like standing up and minutes would pass. And then I would look at the clock and then it would be like 6 o'clock.
Hours.
And hours no, it would be a couple of minutes, but there would be no thoughts at all. So imagine going from having thoughts and even just regular, like your creative kind of person, and then going to zero mind chatter. It was, I mean, I would just be standing there like it was almost zombie like. I'd just be like looking out into the distance, no thoughts. And my, you know, because I've been working with my therapist for so long, she's like, you're not depressed, because I know what that looks like on you. I just wanted to do something else to like kind of get the needle moving. So we talked about it. And so, yeah.
New season, AC Brown.
You're gonna feel great.
Yeah, you are going to feel great. That's going to be exciting to watch.
Why do you think I'm going to feel great, Jasmine? Tell me.
Oh, because I've microdosed a bunch of times, a bunch of periods of time in my life. And you just feel great. I personally felt wonderful.
Yeah. Crystal clear. Like some things get crystal clear.
Crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crystal clear. I did have a couple of times because I like, of course, did my, I was not going through like a company or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did my own measurements. So there were a couple of times when I was like, this was more leaning towards this was a midi more. Dose. This is a midi. It's not quite a macro, but I shouldn't probably be at work. It feels strange. So this is like a little bit much for a Tuesday during the day.
Yeah.
But overwhelmingly, I felt plugged in. I felt plugged in. I felt turned on. I felt like creative.
I mean, I personally, like, I'm feeling the Virgo energy very strongly. I have a lot to do. I had kind of like a dreamy summer, and now it's like time to really plan and get organized. Yes. And that was stressing me out a little bit. But today I'm feeling like more centered. I'm ready. I'm getting the plan together. I can execute it and it will all be fine. But yeah,
I'm really ready to work.
Me too.
Like I have this energy about me. I'm like, I'm ready to work. Let's go. I want to put my head down. Yes. I got ideas. I got shit I want to do. I've been sitting on all these creative ideas. Let's go. But it's still kind of slow. Like a little bit of Mercury is just going to be straightening out. And there's, everything was fucking retrograde for a minute. But you know what I mean? I really feel like it was as if everything was this wound in this braid. And now all the pieces have come out of the braid and it's time to put the braid back together. But it's like a mess. So you're like, oh my God, this is a mess.
I was feeling constipated too. Like there's all this stuff I need to just like poop out. And it's just been
microdose
sitting
out.
Around in there.
Same thing. Stagnant. Like I need things to move, literally.
Do you both have defined roots?
No, I don't.
I do.
Jasmine doesn't. I always find defined sacral, defined root. Man, these people can get constipated. Holy Hannah. Just blocked. Oh, it's funny
because
to me.
Everything's off. When it's off, it's off.
It's off.
There's nothing gonna get it going.
Funny, funny. Anyway, we're going to now our sixth season together. It's been a few years of doing this. What are we looking forward to for this season?
With on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I just
or ear this season of life. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a wider question. Oh. But this era, this chapter.
This era for me, I'm looking forward to it being about me. solo person. Like I'm moving into my like I am chosen era. And so I'm just doing my shit on my own, not worrying about other people too much. But as far as the show, I just love to just see you guys.
I know.
I missed you.
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. Where did Miss Brown go? Was ask her about what she's excited about. She turned her mic off or she turned her camera off. She does this.
I don't know.
She's coming back. What's happening over there? AC, we just got your album out or your demo.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on over there?
It's interesting over here. It's been some high highs and some low lows.
Really?
What's going on? I mean, I have a book deal. I announced it.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
I'm writing my book.
So exciting.
How does that work? You're writing your book. So do you get like an advance and you got to like submit certain pages by certain dates?
Yes. So I got to, cool. I mean, honestly, if I could say anything that.
I love that you can never reveal shit to us. Like, I'm always asking, you're like, well, I can't say. And I'm like,
I'll say this. What's for you is for you. And I got a really, for a first time author, I got a really, 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 really good book deal.
Cool.
And it's with my dream publisher. So when I was like 15, 16, my dream was to either be signed to Simon & Schuster or HarperCollins. But I got a book deal with HarperOne, which is a subsidiary of HarperCollins.
Cool, AC Brown.
So that
manifesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took a little bit of time, but it all, it all happened very, very, very smoothly. Very, very easy because it was for me. So I'm actually, you know, just writing the book and I have deadlines, a contracted deadline, but I have my own personal deadlines that
for myself. Can you enlighten those of us who are not familiar with this process? Like, how did you land this book deal? Did you have an agent? Did you like, were you like reaching out to people? Like, you're a projector. So like, I'm curious how it worked.
No, it all came to me.
Oh my God. Amazing.
I'm envious of you guys.
Like, shit just comes to you. I got to go make shit happen. And like, I'm exhausted all the time.
Well, I hired a proposal writer to help me write the book proposal. Nobody knew about this. Maybe one or two people did. And then out of the blue, I wouldn't say out of the blue because it was for me, I got an email from my editor, who's my editor at HarperOne, Gabby, and she emailed me and she's like, hey, and so P, the Fury, has a lot to do with this story. So she's like, hey, I got your information from P. Have you ever thought about writing a book? Cool. And well, she said a human design book. And I immediately Vox P. And I was like, hey, girl, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. She was like, oh, yeah. Gabby works at some big publisher in New York. I don't want to write a book. I don't have time for that shit. That's not what I want to do. Right. So P, I don't have time for that shit. That's not what I want to do. But I told her, but I know somebody who's ready, AC Brown. And
cool.
Then after that, Gabby like went down a rabbit hole, listened to my podcast. I think she was like in my realm for a good 1 or 2 months before she reached out to me.
Wow.
And then she reached out and she, like I said, because I told P, I was like, P, you had no idea I was working on a book proposal anyway. And so I messaged Gabby back and I said, I have something better for you than a human design book. And ooh. She was just like, okay. And then we had our first conversation in October. And then she was just like, do you have an agent? And I said, no, I haven't started that process. And she gave me a list of people who she thought would be a good fit. And out of, you know, on that list, unfortunately, there was only one Black woman on there. Ooh. And I was just like, yeah, this is my agent. I just looked at her picture. I was like, this is my agent. And I met with my agent. I emailed my agent. I emailed a few agents on that list. And I emailed my agent and we had a meeting that Monday of Thanksgiving of last year. And then they sent me over paperwork Friday. And then...
Okay, wait. I have follow-up questions. So this isn't a human design book. Are you able to like spill generally what it's about?
Yeah, it's... totally fine. Yeah. It's, I mean, there's one chapter in human design, like literally one chapter, but the tentative title is Embody Your Magic. And it's a soul guided manual to nurture the psychic within. And it takes readers on a journey of self-knowing and self-healing, integrating different modalities, all the stuff that I talk about, psychic channeling, mediumship, astrology, numerology, metaphysics, human design, all of that stuff.
You're cool. That's cool.
Yeah. And it has my personal story in there, my background of how I got to where I am.
Emotions, feelings. You know, I love that.
Trauma.
Shit. Trauma. Okay. So then, AC, you had another book situation.
Yes.
So there was kind of like a human design book. I'm understanding like from the Black perspective.
Yes. So I did a human design book under Karen Curry Parker's Grace Point Publishing. That was independently published. So.
Hold on. Let me just get my bearings here. You put this human design book out with this source, Karen Curry Parker. Mm-hmm. And now you've got another book deal, more about your personal story. Mm-hmm. You connected with yours truly, Vanessa Henry and Derek Henry, mm-hmm. and produced this album, Spiritual Erotica. These mm-hmm. are like fantastic examples of like valley sources.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm loving that for you. So how are you feeling with all this change?
So many things have happened within the change. Like I said, very, very lots of highs and lots of lows. So I'm like in a neutral place right now. So
coasting.
Yeah. Just trying to get the book done, trying to write. I'm honestly in a really interesting place with where I'm going with my career. Is I have my informed practitioner training, which I am expanding on that, which is going to be part of the umbrella, but just with my personal brand, just really trying to focus on creating content now around the book and getting back to some basics, and not human design basics, but just self-help, self-healing, you know, life coaching stuff. So yeah, I'm actually like, I couldn't, besides the book, I don't really know what's next, to be honest with you.
Well, like right now I'm just obsessed with my brain health and my mitochondria and like what's like going on. Like I'm like, oh, longevity. Like this is the first year in my life that I'm like, oh, I'm getting fucking old. Like that's like a real thing, not just like a thing that's like happening to other people, you know? So yeah, I mean, I'm 47 and a half and I'm like, oh, like I need to, you know, I smoked for like the last 2 years. I've been a smoker. So I'm like, I got to quit smoking. Ooh. I have to go back to the gym. I do things to take care of myself. So those are the things I have been doing. And it's kind of boring and like not chaotic, but I kind of like it.
I don't think that sounds boring.
It's a little boring. It really is.
No,
I've had like no drama in my life. I have no male relationships. And no, I'm just like, oh, I just go to bed happy. I just wake up happy. Like everything is. And sometimes I'm like, is this like normal life? This is like what normal people are doing. So it's a little boring, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it for at least another year. Yeah.
So Jasmine Kenna is entering a season of health conscious, me taking care of myself, recognizing and appreciating she's maturing in life.
Maturing.
She wants to just feel her best self. She didn't like maturing, making a mental note, but I won't use that again.
Yeah. Yes, that is my plan. And I just want to be happy and healthy. And like, I want my brain to work forever.
I love that. I'm kind of resonating with you. I've been on a wider health journey for a large arc of my life, I think, but there's this, you know what? My kid turned 8 and there's been such massive developmental leaps with him that I'm really becoming aware of time passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding, I talked about this a little bit last season, but I'm very sentimental. I don't know what's happening to me because that's not usually like me, but just witnessing the passing of time, wanting to be a little bit more grounded and prepared for the future that's coming, mm-hmm. especially after living through this pretty radical time when things were changing and chaotic with the pandemic. I'm really feeling like I want to feel this sense of assuredness in a little bit wider way, you know, like look a little bit further ahead, because it's felt like I can't look too far ahead because the world is changing so much. And now I'm wanting more of like a spacious outlook where I'm able to think about taking care of myself, because I'm going to be 35 in September. And my friends are like around in anywhere in their 30s and 40s. So it's this real spread. And people start getting sick. you know, around 40 in that like Uranus opposition, if we, especially if you're a six line, if you haven't been confronting and contending with some of the traumas that's been happening in your life and finding healthy ways to process them, life kind of catches up with you and you start to develop illnesses and chronic things in the body. And so it's like, I see that happening to some people around me. And it's kind of reminding me of like, my dad checked out at 40, I'm approaching mm-hmm. that age. And it's just making me feel like, am I taking care of myself the best of my ability?
Right. Know? Yeah. And now you are, you're on the path.
Well, I feel like I'm just more aware of my boundaries with things and feeling braver and being like, that's not for me. And I don't like that. And I don't actually need to give this whole spill of reasons why. Like, I don't have to give all this energy. I can just not like things or not vibe with things or not resonate with things. I'm feeling way more personal trust. You know, I'm feeling much more empowered than I have in previous seasons of my life. That's for sure. But I also just like, I'm getting older and I to be honest with you, I'm feeling more like a six line now. It's like kind of hitting me much more in the last 3 years, I would say, and recognizing how much of my life really felt like a third line. And now I'm realizing, you know, I've been in my career for 15 years. Like, that's a lot of experience. And I sometimes forget I have all the experience that I have. And then something will come before me. And it's like, I really see what we would do there. I really have a suggestion there. I really have a viewpoint there. And it kind of surprises me sometimes, I guess, to realize, wow, time is moving on. I've lived some life. I'm getting
a little
older.
Bit.
And
yeah.
Maturing.
Maturing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Our little Reichi Pie has a book coming, a human design book coming out. This is like a big thing kind of going on with you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been kind of like a different type of year. Like, I feel like I've just done very different things. Like, just haven't been on the internet that much, I guess. Like,
you're entering a first year in numerology?
Yeah. In September.
I reference your sheet all the time. Like, and anyone who has a birthday, it's like, what year are we entering
into now? My 11-2 year has been shitty. Thank you.
Oh.
Well, I'm just entering my 1 year, so we'll see how that goes. I think 2 years are hard personally, but.
I didn't think it was going to be this hard. That's all.
I'm entering a year six and everybody's like, it's the worst. It's so bad. And I'm like, okay, but I come from a feng shui background and the six is auspicious there. So like, depending on what classification mm-hmm, of numerology mm-hmm. you're looking at, the numbers mean different things.
Yeah.
The six doesn't, I prefer a 6 year over a 4 year any day.
Four year was hard for me.
Four is hard.
A fifth year was good. I'm just exiting my five and it was grounded.
6 year for me, I think is external. 4 year is internal. Like mm-hmm. the
I could
things
totally
that
see that. Okay.
You should have taken care of the 6 year. You don't have no control over that shit. Like, so it's just like, whatever. But is next year going to get better, Rachel? My 3 year. I just don't.
Rachel's like, no, good luck.
No, I mean, I think it just kind of depends on what you're like. I feel like if I look back through my last 9 year cycle, I could see both bad and good in each one. Like,
totally,
it's almost like I could classify all of them as good or all of them as bad. I don't know.
We'll see. Sorry, we kind of steamrolled into numerology there, but Rachel, you're entering a 1 year. What's going on with you?
And I definitely feel that like the 9 year has been very like, kind of looking back and much more like not in experimental things as much, which is very like atypical for me, like very, not online.
But you were writing a book. So you were maybe focused head down doing that?
Yeah. I mean, I finished the book last September. So
a whole year ago?
Yeah. Like I finished it at the end of September. So basically it was last summer that I was writing the book. And so this really like, we had to edit it through the fall and the winter a little bit, but like 2023 has just been waiting for them to do their thing, I guess.
And it can be a long process, the publishing world.
It can, but I mean, for whatever reason, we decided to just write it fast. So I feel like mine was actually like faster than it would be. Like this year went fast. I'm like, I can't believe it's already out. But thinking back to it, it's like it was a whole year and a half when I decided to write it. It's like that seems long, but it went so quickly. So
We're in the still newlywed year of marriage. We have a book coming out. True. We have a child no longer in high school. He's 19 now.
Wow.
He's about to turn 20. So,
oh my God, Rachel. So there's two full grown men in your house.
I wouldn't call Tyler full grown, but he's a young man.
Yeah.
He's a young man.
Yeah. He's in his young adulthood for sure. Just taking a little time to let the brain develop. Brain development is a very real thing. And sometimes you think like, how is he really developing if he doesn't leave the house all that much? Nope. It just develops on its own. Like it's developing.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. Like watch, I really find I watch my kid go through developmental leaps.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll give you a little teeny life update from me over in my world. My career is very connected to where I live. And so Derek and I love to live like we're retired. So we are doing this move onto this resort in the Okanagan, which kind of snuck up on me. I was very comfortable where we were living. And then we were actually working on AC's album and Derek does that in the basement. And I went downstairs to like, I do like did kind of like the executive producing on that, like the final ear, no, do this, here's how I want it kind of thing. And he does the creative labor on it. And I was down there listening and like some kind of vent came on or some shit. And it was so loud down there that he had to like switch to headphones. And I was like, excuse me, we're running a sound company and this is your surroundings? This is the environment you're working in? He's like, oh, yeah, you know, like so fucking not going to complain. And I was so annoyed and irritated. I like kind of just went out and just like there was this one place I was wanting to look at, but it never lined up. And I just walked in that day, no appointment. Show me this, show me that. And the next thing I knew, like I was manifesting and the ego was activated. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? So we ended up getting onto this resort that is not fully built, but we could lock in this price for a few years that was lower. So I wasn't going to be paying any more money than I'm paying now. I'm going to get access to these amenities. And once everything kind of opens up, then our price will kind of change. And as soon as I kind of walked into this space, I was really inspired. Like there's big windows and a big view, which is the one thing I'm missing right now. And for quite some time now, I really kind of studied the environment variable specifically, and I create a lot of philosophies and theories and concepts there. And that's what's so connected to like where I live. And I've been trying to develop this new approach that bridges feng shui and human design environments to show how you can like arrange your space to have greater harmony around you. And I was kind of struggling in my current environment or my old environment, I should say, to make that. And then when I walked into this resort, it was like, boom, I saw my whole future. Like I saw the whole next year, everything that I was going to do, a total vision. And then my heart was activated. It was like, me want this. And I just, next thing I knew, I was making deals, wielding things, talking to people. And then we were moving a month later, like very fast, like one day I was comfortable in my environment. The next day I was moving somewhere totally new. And it can be kind of disorienting with the ego authority because it sometimes doesn't feel like it fully makes sense. But you can really, at this point in my studies, like I can really feel when my heart wants something. And I'm at this point where I really try to surrender to that for the sake of the experiment and let it take me wherever it's going to take me. And I think it's kind of turning me and Derek into these examples of what it means to not have a traditional life path that kind of moves toward retirement and what it can look like when you follow your authority. And it might look a little weird, but we're the healthiest we've been. We're the wealthiest we've been. We're the most in love we've been, and like we're having a great fucking time. You know what I mean? So I kind of like don't care how it looks anymore. I used to get a little bit embarrassed, like moving again, but I find I just expand so much that I need more space. Like I need it to kind of a couple of years ago, you guys, I was living in a motorhome. I imagine I'll have tasted so many different environments that I'll reach a point in my life when I come off the roof where I probably want to build or customize my perfect space. But at this point in my life, I'm not there yet. And I like to try new things. I like to switch it up. I don't know what my absolute perfect spaces yet, because I think I still need to try and taste some things. So this is kind of leading me to go back into my previous studies of feng shui. And I'm working through some designations and getting some certifications with that right now, because even though I have the knowledge and experience, I don't have that. And I thought that would be just fun to get right now. I had an opportunity to work with one of my favorite feng shui practitioners, so I kind of jumped on it. And I'm now going to try and build out these bridges and go more interior design.
Oh, that's cool.
Like go more the way we're in relationship with our environment and the people who fill the space around us, I think is the greater message that I'm working towards. But it doesn't have to be so deep all the time and like shamanic stuff. Like it can be, is your space beautiful and are you comfortable there? And is the flow in that space supporting you?
You, me,
we're in this together.
Let's listen to each other.
You're listening to Each Other, a human design-centered podcast featuring an ensemble of energy types.
This was a 6-2 Studio production. Find us at SIX-TWO.studio for all your creative sound needs.